What you should know about this time. Athens, September 1843. Greece is ruled by the royal couple of the Bavarians, King Otto and Queen Amalia, who, a few months before, had moved to their new palace. 22 years before, in March 1821, the Greeks started a revolution to gain their freedom from the Ottoman rule, one that lasted for 5 centuries. The liberation struggle was difficult and long-lasting. In 1827, while the military operations were on, the Third National Assembly passed a new, more democratic constitution and designated Nafplio as the capital of the Greek state. Ioannis Kapodistrias was selected as the first governor. While the armed struggle continued in the unredeemed areas, the governor was negotiating hard with the great powers of Europe to achieve the expansion of the limited borders of Greece. At the same time, he tried to organize the state and to improve its administration, its economy, and its educational system. His conflict with the interests of certain groups led to his assassination in September 1831. After the assassination of Kapodistrias, the great powers, England, France, and Russia, decided to impose monarchy on Greece. They selected the young Otto, son of King Ludwig of Bavaria, as monarch of Greece. Otto arrived in Greece in 1833. He debarked in Nafplio and was warmly welcomed, as the people were disappointed with the anarchy and riots that followed the assassination of Kapodistrias. However, he was a minor, and so 3 of his compatriots were appointed to stand in his position, forming a state of regency, taking over the government for 3 years. The regents tried to organize the administration of the state, but the advancement of Bavarians over Greeks in critical positions displeased both the Greeks and the great powers. On June 1, 1834, the coming of age of Otto was celebrated in Athens, which since 1834 had become the new capital of the Greek state. In a festive atmosphere, Otho was proclaimed Dei Graciae of Greece. In November 1836, on a trip to Bavaria, King Otto married his compatriot Princess Amalia of Oldenburg, who was only 17 years old. The marriage took place in secret, as Otto and his father King Louis wanted to avoid the pressures of the three great powers, each of which was promoting its own chosen prospective wife. Amalia was enthusiastically welcomed by the Greeks, with the hope that she would give them a successor, who in fact would embrace the Orthodox doctrine. The young queen tried to reconcile the warring social groups, on the one hand the aristocratic Phanariots and on the other the revolutionaries, to whom she showed special sympathy, often choosing their daughters as ladies of the court. She engaged in charitable works and aimed at beautifying the city. Her idea was to create gardens according to European standards. She created the large national garden behind the palaces, for which she had to import over 500 species of plants. On the other hand, King Otto was trying to organize the state. During the first years of his rule, the National Bank, the University of Athens, and the Polytechnic School were established, as well as the first national theater in a city that did not resemble a European capital at all. The narrow streets were made of dirt, there was no public lighting, no water supply and sewage system, and no transport network except for the occasional donkeys. In order to carry out these projects, the country needed to get large loans from the European powers. His vision was the great idea, that is, to manage to integrate in the newly formed Greek state the so-called unredeemed areas, areas populated by Greeks, but belonging to the Ottoman Empire. It was a plan in which the great powers intervened, each serving its own interests. He also tried to organize the army, but staffed it mainly with Bavarian officers, setting aside the old fighters of the revolution, which caused a lot of resentment. And while the people dressed in traditional frocks, worked hard and spent their free time in the traditional cafes, an aristocratic class began to be formed, dressed in Frankish clothes, using imported luxury goods and having fun at the rich dinners of the palace.